Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
All right, so today we'll talk about the GDPR, the new regulations from the European Union. Obviously, you guys know the European Union loves regulations, and they're coming up with all these different things. It makes sense for some people, it doesn't make sense for other people, but it does affect our industry when we're talking about digital marketing, when we're talking about e-commerce and the different ways that we do lead generation, it does affect most of our clients. So we're going to talk about that. So GDPR stands for General Data Protection Regulation. The reason I think the European Union went with something like this is that they wanted to protect the privacy of the smaller companies, because a lot of the information like email, name, last name, phone number of a lot of businesses are out there, and they want to protect this information digitally. What that means is mostly, the most important effect for us is that you cannot send cold emails anymore. You cannot do cold outreach anymore. So all these companies like Constant Contact, MailChimp, Mailgun, Amazon SES are being affected. As a matter of fact, MailChimp is in the business of email marketing, and I believe it was a few weeks ago that they released a direct mail marketing platform and a service, which means that they're kind of freaking out. What do you guys think about this? Let's talk about, is GDPR really necessary in your opinion?
So I think yes, to an extent. Someone has to protect people's privacy. Obviously, there has to be some sort of balance between what a business can do and what they can't do. Some sort of a line to protect, you know, because I think this is directly mostly at the huge tech companies that really gather all this information. And at some point, they have more power than governments, even. Mm-hmm. They have more information than government. At some point, you have to draw a line. And I think that's where it came from. I think it came from the political climate in Europe. And as you said, they love regulation. It's not just the regulators. It's actually the political climate there that is very for regulations.
So you think that this was geared mostly towards larger companies like Google and Facebook, etc., but it's going to end up affecting small to medium-sized businesses because they cannot really do email cold outreach anymore. And, you know, if we think about how many people actually do that, right? In our industry, we know a lot of people do that, but a restaurant is not really doing cold email outreach. Email outreach is done by people who are trying to generate leads, marketers, digital marketers. And I think smaller guys got affected by this mostly. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, I think that definitely the regulation was put into place to go after the larger tech companies. However, you know, smaller companies are going to get affected. You know, all the way from, you know, small, medium-sized businesses that are, you know, B2B facing, and as well as those that are B2C. It's going to, you know, even those small little B2C companies, e-commerce companies trying to, you know, increase their subscription or their mailing list, no more opt-out forms, only opt-in, you know, little things like that. It's definitely going to affect smaller companies moving forward.
Okay. So I think in our instance, it's affecting two different parts of our business. One is our clients who do B2B lead generation, and our e-commerce clients. So those are the two that it's affecting. Now, the penalties are nuts. You know, 2 to 4% of your revenue.
Your global revenue.
So nobody can really afford. Is it really enforceable? If I send a cold email to your European company and they complain, are they going to come after Optimum 7? Is it internationally enforceable?
Is it worth the risk? I mean, you know.
With the law that you do, you want to risk 2 to 4% of your.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly this. The penalties has so much teeth that I think it's mostly they're hoping that alone will deter people from doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have the resources to really enforce.
Again, I don't know what type of or what measures they have in place to kind of try to actually reprimand these companies who you know, who go out and do this. But it's certainly frightening for them.
I think they're going to do it kind of how California is doing with Prop 65. They're basically saying anybody can complain, any lawyer can sue, and they'll take a cut. Mm-hmm. So that's how Prop 65 is being enforced by California right now. I think they could enforce it the same way, but we don't see we don't see any proof, or I haven't seen any lawsuits just yet.
Well, definitely against the big tech companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Google got a very hefty penalty just a few months ago.
Correct.
It remains to be seen if they're going to come after small and medium-sized companies as well.
Okay. So, again, for B2B and e-commerce, this basically says that you cannot email somebody if they haven't opted in and if you cannot prove that they have opted in, right? So old cold email outreach is dead, especially in Europe. We know that people are still doing here in the United States, but that's going to die out pretty soon. So if I'm doing cold outreach and I used to make millions doing cold email outreach, what are my alternatives now?
Back to the Stone Ages with direct mail,
okay.
Billboards.
And everybody thinks we're joking when it comes to that, right? But direct mail is hot now again.
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't have any regulation or rule against finding somebody's name, information, and sending them a direct
good
mail.
Good old-fashioned snail mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and MailChimp recently, as you guys know, a couple of weeks ago, MailChimp launched their platform. They're making it very, very affordable, like 60, 70 cents. The only problem with MailChimp's program is that it's not personalized. Because an email, you can personalize, you can write code, you can say, you know, brackets name, brackets company name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't really do that, or there are not a lot of platforms that do that with direct mail at a scale.
Yeah.
What else other than direct mail? What else we got?
Well, we have Facebook.
Facebook.
That said, again, if you have an email list and you want to upload it and create a custom audience, Facebook, they also make you sign off saying that you have permission to use those emails.
Yeah.
Something to keep in mind. You know, with micro-targeting, you can still reach your target audience. There's plenty of ways to still use this very powerful mm-hmm. ad platform.
So for our audience, for people who don't really use the custom audiences, Facebook allows you to upload hundreds of thousands, if not millions of emails, and then find people through that email list who have a Facebook account, and you're able to target people on Facebook. So it's kind of like an inbound, outbound kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to be able to do this without any notices or anything. So Facebook, I think, is just being safe.
Yeah.
Do you think any functionality has changed in the background? I can still upload
not that I noticed
emails. So Facebook is just being safe here.
Right.
They
I think
just
this
don't
is
wanna, safe. Don't wanna get a
Facebook's
penalty.
Legal team added this in there. So they, just like all the big tech companies, moving
mm-hmm.
from their legal stance that we're just a platform, people use it however they want, to suddenly they're taking much more responsibility
yeah.
of what people are doing with their platform. And I think this is just another, you know, effect, side
got
effect
it.
To that.
Got it. And I think the last one we have is LinkedIn. So LinkedIn, we're able to still send emails. They're expensive if you have LinkedIn Navigator. I mean, it's very, very easy to find decision makers. I could filter everybody in Florida who was in the, you know, who's doing anything with industrial or machinery. For example, we have a lot of B2B clients in that space. And I could find all the companies that have more than 10 employees, which means that they got money. And I could reach out to the owners and the C-levels and the directors. So LinkedIn still remains.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that LinkedIn is going to keep that open, or do you think they're going to block that soon as well? They're making a lot of money from it.
I think they need to tread carefully, because if people start feeling like they're getting spammed, they're going to stop using LinkedIn.
Yeah. But, you know, in addition to that, I believe that people use LinkedIn for a specific purpose. It's to network, to promote themselves, to promote their business. So I think in that sense, it's not like you just open up your email inbox and all of a sudden you're just getting unsolicited, you know, emails. You know, this is a little bit different, where the platform is kind of built
mm-hmm.
around professional networking. And so I think
people
are going to be a little bit more open to receiving, you know, a message on LinkedIn, additional requests, you know, connections from, you know, individuals that you may not know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people are a little bit more open to the fact that, you know, they might be approached by someone, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
You know,
it might,
trying to
on
sell.
That platform, it might
yeah.
be perceived
so,
as an invasion
yeah.
of privacy.
So, you know, I don't see any reason why they should, you know, move away from it. I mean, definitely tread lightly, but I don't see that going anywhere.
So as a matter of fact, we've seen better conversions, a lot better conversions with direct mail, targeted direct mail, than we ever saw with cold email outreach. So, you know, GDPR might just have something in terms of conversions, but this is what we're looking at now. Because we cannot do this as a marketing company, we have turned to LinkedIn and Facebook as well as direct mail. Now, the biggest issue here is people keep coming to us and they keep asking, hey, I want to do marketing, email marketing, et cetera, et cetera. And the only way we do, and the only way we can do, and the only way you can do that is through a drip marketing strategy where you have landing pages, a full strategy through Infusionsoft or ActiveCampaign where you set it up and you have opt-ins, correct? Is there any way we can get around this, guys?
Not without assuming yeah. the risk of this GDPR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add before we wrap up?
I think the key to like summarize what you're saying at the bottom line, when you have these restrictions and these regulations, it's time
correct.
To
yeah.
be creative.
Yeah.
It's time. It's a call to action to all marketers yeah. and all online businesses mm-hmm. to start getting creative with
yeah.
their marketing.
Yeah.
And then just going back to all the ways that these companies are being affected. And I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, every time you guys go to a new site now that wants to try to collect cookies, try to collect information, that pop-up that comes up on the screen is really disrupting the user experience.
Yeah.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm leaving the site immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not even going to risk, you know, clicking on something, you know. I mean, so it's really affecting them not only from a data collection standpoint, from also a user experience standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like, and like you said, it's a fine line where, you know, users want to protect their information, but at the same time, they don't want to have to go through all this red tape and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, yes, I agree to this or I don't agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just kind of, you know, making
right.
everybody work a little bit harder.
Right.
Got it. And some of those are really bulky JavaScript files. They're
exactly.
huge. They take off of the page.
Correct.
I mean, if we could give any suggestion, what we'd say is try to make it a little
yeah
subtle.
Absolutely, yeah. Make it a lot more subtle. You know, it does not need to take over 50% of the screen. It could be either top banner, bottom banner. Ultimately, these pop-ups that that these companies are putting on, you know, it could slow down site speed. It could, you know, disrupt the user experience by having something, you know, bulky pop up. Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of what I wanted to mention, was just the whole UI UX aspect
got
of
it. And the last thing we're gonna say is, if you're sending cold emails, if you're doing cold email outreach, you need to stop and you need to diversify. Obviously, larger companies will take a longer time to act and to move. So smaller and medium-sized businesses have an advantage here, where they can move fast and they can kind of alter their strategies so that they are compliant with GDPR, and also they get better conversions.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you guys again, and we'll speak next week.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7's Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.